Toronto Zoomer Radio, Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Not sure how clear you're feeling this morning, especially if you stayed up to get the results of Monday's by-election in Toronto St. Paul's. It was a stunning upset and a squeaker too, but in the end, Conservative Dawn Stewart snatched the riding away and flipped the longtime Liberal stronghold, a result that could just be the tip of the iceberg. Our guest is Daryl Bricker, social political researcher and CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs. Good to have you back on the show, Daryl.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Daryl, how significant is this Conservative win, especially in light of Toronto St. Paul's having been a Liberal stronghold for more than 30 years?
Well, this is a rock bottom for the Liberals. I mean, if they can't win in St. Paul's, it really puts into question just about anything, them losing just about any riding that they currently hold anywhere in the country. This has to be one of the most secure seats they had. Even in the low point for the Liberal Party, the 2011 majority for Stephen Harper, they were all able to hold on to St. Paul's by, I think it was about 6 to 8 points. So them losing last night sends a very clear signal.
Okay, your recent Ipsos poll found most Canadians want Justin Trudeau to step down. So the by-election in Toronto St. Paul's echoes that sentiment. Would his resignation save the party, Daryl, make a difference?
Well, something has to change because it's pretty obvious that what's happening is this ship is going down. So unless something happens, and the only real card that they have left to play is changing their leader. So unless he's prepared to do that, or something completely unexpected that's not in their control happens, they're going to suffer nationally as they suffered in St. Paul last night.
Let's talk about what's important to Canadian voters. What is resonating right now with voters? And what do the Liberals need to do to pay attention to what Canadians are talking about?
Well, when we ask Canadians what are the most important issues facing them today, the ones they want politicians to address the most, cost of living is number one, and included in cost of living is the cost of housing, particularly when you're talking about a place like the city of Toronto. So it really is being able to convince people that they've got a plan to turn this situation around in relatively short order. So promising something that's going to happen 10 years from now or 20 years from now is not anything that's going to turn the dial. So that's basically what they're confronted with. But also, it's not just about, you know, the message or the policy. It's the messenger. I mean, really, when you take a look at all the numbers and you go through this in some detail in terms of the public opinion numbers, it's not even really just the policies. It's really the government and particularly the individual who is delivering these messages and these policies to Canadians. That's what they're really struggling with right now.
So the next expected federal election, October 2025. So what do the Conservatives need to do to get to the finish line? And to Janie's point, is there anything that can save the Liberals?
The people have pretty much made up their mind on the current configuration and are just waiting the opportunity to deliver the verdict. It's as bad as I've seen since 1992-93 and Brian Mulroney.
So this is Pierre Poilievre's election to win, no matter when it happens between now and October of 2025. What does he need to do to keep the momentum going for him?
He just needs to keep saying one word over and over and over again: change.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night wasn't really a vote for the Conservatives or really a vote for Pierre Poilievre or even a vote for the local candidate. It was really an expression of a desire in St. Paul's to change the current situation. Now, a couple interesting points on St. Paul's for your listeners. Turnout was 44% yesterday. In a by-election, that's really high, particularly in a by-election in Toronto, in which you can't drive easily to where you need to go. That's really high. Typically, they're in the mid-20s. 44.
Mm-hmm. And 60% of those constituents are renters, so that really speaks to the motivation.
Absolutely. But you would think those renters would be voting for the NDP because the riding is held by the NDP provincially. They won the last two provincial elections, and the riding boundaries are the same. So you would think that they would say, okay, we'll change. Well, we're going to vote for the NDP because we're progressive voters and they care about our issues. But no. They voted for the Conservatives, and the reason is best representation of change. What the change will be, nobody knows, but they're the change.
Daryl Brickers.
So the problem is the Liberals and the NDP.
Daryl Brickers, social political researcher and CEO, Ipsos Public Affairs. Thank you, Daryl.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And let's check the drive-in.